So then, I'd bounce out of the woods, just fat and naked, and check the mail real quick, and then go back into the trees. And people was like, what was that? Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. And like every other podcast on this entire planet, we're going to talk about the same thing. We're going to talk about the pandemic. Actually, I kind of want to talk about the second most talked about thing in the world right now.
Okay. What's the second most talked about thing in the world right now?
Iron Mike Tyson is coming back.
Is that the second most talked about thing in the world right now?
Either him
or is that to you?
Is that
a matter of opinion?
I've got so many things going on right now that I'm happy about. And it's so weird because the world's on fire. You know, Los Angeles is burning. And that song goes like the world is exploding right now with weird things and fires and pandemics and earthquakes. And I'm like, man,
floods.
Yeah. And I'm over here like, Mike Tyson's going to fight and Tony Hawk's putting out a new game.
What is this?
This is awesome. What? We're going back to 1999.
What is this world that we are in right now?
Yeah. So Mike Tyson. I wasn't old enough really to see those fights when he was still, when he was still a professional. I mean, I think some of the later ones, when did he retire? 2004, maybe. It was a long time ago, but
let's not even talk about the fact that that's the year you graduated high school.
Oh yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah. And I wasn't doing anything.
I don't even want to talk about how I graduated even longer ago.
Hey, you know what? At least we got to walk across the stage, right?
I know, right? These poor kids, man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Like, I remember the feeling of going into senior year. Like, you walk into that school the first day of your senior year, and I don't care who you are, there's a certain degree of badassery that you feel
as a senior.
Yeah, like, I have gone to school all these years for this one, for it to be the final, to be able to go, I'm a senior, I'm the top dog, you know, top of the food chain. So these poor kids, they walk in this school year, beginning of school year, they're on the top of the world. Senior year, life is great, driver's license, proms, you know, all that good stuff. And then here we are.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine having those way back? You remember being a senior in high school and you're full of hopes and dreams and aspirations.
Oh, that really wasn't my thing.
You just, I mean, at least for the fun things that happen at school, just seeing your friends in person, like sitting around a lunch table in the cafeteria, like having these things snatched from you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any school age kid, but I feel especially bad for the seniors. I couldn't imagine going out that way. As much as I hated high school, I do have lots of fond memories. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I don't really. I don't want to talk about high school.
We went real fast from not talking about the pandemic to talking about the pandemic. I don't want to talk about the pandemic. Let's talk about Mike Tyson. Yeah, he's going to fight. So, about that pandemic, that's really what we just did.
I was reliving my glory days over here. I don't know where you were at.
Let's talk about his glory days. Now, it looks like he's going to be fighting Shannon Briggs. I don't know a whole lot about him.
All I know is the stats that you were giving me the other day, and I was like, holy cow.
That's what we're going to talk about right now. Because this dude, look at him.
He's a monster.
Yeah, that guy's, he's different. Like,
I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to take a punch from either one of those dudes.
Yeah. We've been watching that, The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah. I know the rest of the world, like, just wrapped it up.
Oh, we're just.
But we're not, we're we not done. We're
what,
like
we two episodes in, maybe?
No, I think we're like three or four episodes in.
Whatever.
But yeah, we still have a ways to go.
But I was thinking about it, and I got to meet Michael Jordan. It was maybe a year ago or so. Through my work, I had to do some stuff, and I'm not going to say I wasn't his bodyguard. I mean, like, he had people, but I had to be back there and kind of just like, you know, just in case sort of thing. And I remember looking at him going, mm-mm. Like, if it goes down, he's
going to
be
the Michael Jordan liaison.
He's going to be the one to protect me. Like, you know,
I feel like I sound muffly. Is it just my headphones?
Oh, yeah. Your headphones are garbage.
Sorry.
I'm going to buy you some new ones.
Before we went any further, I wanted to ask.
That's fine. Thank you. I'm gonna buy you some new headphones. I'm gonna buy you just like these. These are incredible. I love these. And I mean, they're a little expensive, but it's a world of difference when you're podcasting. You've got something that actually works. It's amazing. Now, my point was, I remember looking at Michael Jordan and going, I can't. He's gonna protect himself better than I can protect him.
Right.
He's a
different level human. Oh, yeah. Than you are. Yeah, physically speaking, even in his 50s, he is a different level of human than you and I.
So there were, I want to say there was like maybe 10 of us standing back there. A couple people that came with him, and then people that were with me, and you could just, it felt different, you know, like sometimes you'll be in a room with somebody and you just have that one person and everybody's like, oh, that's the head person in the room. Like, I mean, it's weird.
Michael freaking Jordan. Yeah. He's like one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah. The GOAT.
You were breathing the same air.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, Michael Jordan.
I'll take some COVID from you. Come on, get on in here, baby. Let's hug. And 6 feet. Pff, no, come on. Anyways, my point is this guy, Briggs, I'm pretty sure he could beat up Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? So this is an even different level.
Well, that's like apples and oranges.
You
though.
Just I like stopped talking because you picked your coffee up and it was all slow. It's like, like, why did you drink it so like voluptuous? Like like all.
Maybe that's how I always drink my coffee.
Maybe I need to pay attention.
Maybe
to
I enjoy every last sip. Okay.
Maybe.
Don't be judging me.
But yeah, different level. Jealous? Different level. Now, let's, I am jealous. Why don't you put your lips on me like that sometimes? You better wipe that coffee up. So let's go through these stats, because this is amazing. It's going to start with their age. Mike Tyson, 53 years old. I really feel like you shouldn't be taking punches to the head when you're 53 years old.
Probably not.
Briggs, 48. So these are both two old men. Mike Tyson's been in 58 fights. Briggs has been in 68 fights. That made me a little nervous because I don't want Mike Tyson to lose.
If he, oh my gosh, no offense to Briggs.
Yeah.
Because he, I honestly don't know much about him. I've never seen him fight or anything. He sounds like a very worthy opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But if Mike Tyson goes out and fights and loses,
like, I'm gonna be so
it's going to hurt my heart.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Do you remember when we went to Dallas to see the Cowboys play?
Yeah.
We flew across the country,
yeah,
you know, and I remember sitting in that stadium going, this freaking team loses today, I'm gonna be furious. If I flew over,
right,
man, the Cowboys, people either hate them or love them, and that team will have a Super Bowl team and only win 8 games out of the season. You know how many people fly out to see them play and spend thousands of dollars to do it just to watch them lose? It's anyways, I don't want to see him lose. Wins. Mike Tyson had 50. Briggs had 60. It's like these stats make me a little nervous. Losses, they both had 6. Briggs had 1 draw. Tyson had 2 no contest. Now, here's a crazy one. Knockouts. Mike Tyson's knocked out 44 people, and Briggs has knocked out 53.
That's a lot.
That means...
That's a lot of velocity happening.
Yeah, that means... Like, let's just talk about Tyson for a second. 44 times he hit somebody in the head and they went to sleep. Have you ever been hit hard enough in the head that you just go to sleep?
No.
Like, it's happened to me one time, and it's not fun. Like, you're confused, you don't know what's going on, and that's got to be bad for your brain. I mean, that's got to be bad for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is about the point that I was like, I don't know. Mike Tyson's only 5'10". He's my size. I never knew that. I thought he was a giant person.
Yeah, I never realized that was his height.
Briggs is 6'4".
That's a bit of a difference.
Mike Tyson's reach is 70 inches and Briggs is 80. That's a problem.
Oh my gosh.
That's a problem.
Oh my gosh.
For anybody that doesn't watch fighting, what that means is that Briggs can stand like 10 inches further away and still hit Mike, and Mike can't even reach him.
Mm-hmm.
But did you saw the video, these clips that Mike Tyson's putting out? It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
Yeah. It's crazy that, gosh, that he's in that great of a shape.
Yeah. At 53 years old.
And after, you know, everything his body's been through and just, yeah.
I mean, it's been up and down for him. You know, he was the world champion. He lost his mind a little bit, bit some people, went bankrupt. Now he owns like a pot farm, I think. And now he's going to get back into, like, this dude's insane. It's such like, a,
yeah. Why not?
There's going to be.
Why not?
There's got to be a documentary that's going to come out after this, right?
Sure.
And we're going to watch it. 100%. Speaking of, Spotify is giving Joe Rogan $100 million to podcast. I don't know what we're doing wrong, but we need to fix it immediately. Like, as soon as possible.
He's a unique dude.
Yeah. What do you do with $100 million? That's a lot of money. What do you,
I don't,
what do you
do? I don't even
What's
know.
The first thing you buy?
Probably a car.
You just want a new car? Why? So you can not go anywhere?
Because the one I have is in sad shape.
You only drive it twice a month.
Yeah, but if I had $100 million, I might well leave home a little more frequently, Bob. Jeez.
Where are you going to go? We all locked down.
I don't know. If I had $100 million, I might would buy a freaking private jet.
That's a good idea.
Well, what would you do with $100 million?
It's so sad. $100 million, I pay the house off. That's probably the first thing I do.
Like this house? Yeah. Like, and just stay here?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to live here anymore. I'm over it. When we moved in here, I was a little off put about it because I've never really, it's a nice neighborhood, you know, but it's a neighborhood and I've never really lived in neighborhoods.
It's a little
before.
Too people-y here.
There's a lot of people. And
a little
like,
too people-y. A little too people-y.
There's a Facebook group, and I think the Facebook group makes the neighborhood not fun. Like, I feel like the houses are probably worth less money because of that Facebook group. You know what I mean? Like, because there's a lot of bad vibes that come out of that group. People are just too close. People are too close. I'm a very, I don't know. I want to play music. You know, we're surrounded by like 15 guitars right now, and I can't really plug them into a loud amp. Because we're so close to people. This is too many people. So now I pay it off. I don't know what we do with it, but I just want to pay it off. I just want the bill anymore. I probably want to get us a new house. You know, and it's not that I don't like our house. It's just I want a long driveway.
Yeah. It just needs to be a little less people-y.
Yeah. I want to be able to walk out of my house butt naked, go all the way down the drive to check mail and not worry about people seeing me until I get to the mailbox. Then, I bounce out of the woods just fat and naked and check the mail real quick and then go back into the trees. And people are like, what was that?
Yeah, because I think it's like this unwritten law. The worse that you are dressed walking to the mailbox, the more neighbors you will see on your way to and from.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me. Dare I go check my... If I go check the mail and I'm wearing like sweaty workout clothes and stuff, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah. Three cars will pass by and I'm like, hi, God, don't look at me.
Well, you've said that to me before because our neighbor across the street, like he's outside a lot. And I don't know if you're in like, I don't know, some real short shorts or something like that. Can you go check the mail? And I get that. I get it. But it's, I don't know. You're right. It's too people-y. I don't want to see anybody.
I'm a very private person, a very modest person.
I blame this all on you.
And like, I like privacy, I guess. I don't know.
And there's people I don't like. I mean, there might be one or two people in the neighborhood I don't like, but I mean, that's not the point. The point is just people. Yeah. So probably a house. I want the kind of driveway that when you invite people over, like halfway down the driveway, they're like, did we go to the right place?
It occurred to me recently that I need a porch big enough to have a swing on, a front porch swing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a nice wooden front porch swing that like hangs from the roof, the ceiling of the porch.
Well, now I said to you earlier or a couple of days ago that we could get one of those swings that you like put in the yard. And you're like, It's not the same.
I want a big old front porch. Or I just want a big old, I want a big porch that goes all the way around. Yeah. But I want a big front porch that has a swing on it and rocking chairs. And I can't have that here. My porch is like, itty bitty.
Do you have a fear when you rock on those swings?
I do. Only because I was on one once that came down.
See?
Is this a story about me that you don't know?
Oh my God, this is fantastic.
What? Breaking.
This never happens. Yes, tell me a story I don't know about. This is great.
So I was at my grandma's house.
All right.
I was really young. Yeah. I was probably like 3, 4, 5-ish. I was a little kid.
And you remember whatever you're about to tell me?
It's kind of vague.
That seems odd.
But my grandma had, you know, she lived in a really old house and it had a big front porch and had a swing on the porch. And it was used frequently. And there was a bunch of us sitting on the swing.
Like, what do you mean a bunch?
It was full.
Of what?
People.
I know not. I mean, like, how many people?
I don't remember.
A right good bit?
Yeah, a right good bit. I think I was like sitting on my mom or my grandma's lap or something.
Oh, so there were like layers of people on a porch swing? Whatever happened, you all deserved it. Whatever's getting ready to happen,
you all deserved it. It was probably my fault. Like, I was like, you know, the swing is full and here I am a kid. And you know a kid's like, I want to sit too because they don't give a crap that there's not room. No. All they think about is that I want to sit on the swing.
Yeah.
So they probably like, was here. She can sit in my lap. Here you go. And then up I go and then the swing fell down. No, I don't know. We were swinging on it, and yeah, it came out of the ceiling, and so boom, down we went.
Why would you not want one of the ones that are just like built in the yard? Like, it's the same swing.
No, it's not the same.
It's just not attached to, you know, your house.
It's not the same. And those, I think, technically, those aren't swings. Those are gliders. It's not the same thing.
No, they have porch swings that you attach. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. But no, I've always had a fear. Like, I'll be sitting on one. It's, you know, it's because I've been fat my whole life. I'm on it and I just look up and
oh,
go.
Oh, like you mean like they have, like it's like a swing set with a seat.
Right.
Swing. Yeah, bench.
Yeah.
Swing on it.
But no, okay. I'll look up when I'm using those porch swings and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to be the one that makes this thing come out of the. You know how embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you fall. But when you fall and you're fat, it's way worse.
We had an outing the other day.
Are we going to talk about this? I was so mad. Oh, I was so mad.
It was it was our first technical family outing mm-hmm. since the early part of March.
Yeah.
So we've been locked down at home. So we decided to take the kids to the beach. The beaches were open, you know, to go and like, you can go exercise and stuff. You just can't.
Don't say the name of where we went.
Congregate. But anyway, so we pull up at the, you know, beach access to park. Yeah. And there was a group of people on bicycles. And right as we park, one of them.
And they were older.
Fell down.
Yeah.
Right in front of us.
She was a little. She wasn't a small person. She was a little old.
I felt so bad. Like I wanted to. She was with other people. Yeah. And, you know, they were checking on her. But I felt so bad. Because, you know, it's like gravel. It wasn't even like grass or anything. It was horrible.
And if you wanted to ask, like if you were like, oh, well, Bob and Katie, how fast was this old lady riding?
I think zero. She was like.
She was just standing
I think she was
there.
Like a. Coming to a stop,
yeah.
Maybe.
No. She wasn't coming to a stop. They were all stopped.
It happened very slowly.
The problem was she was riding a male bicycle. And what I mean by that is it's, you know, that doesn't have that dip.
Yeah.
And she was kind of short. So like when she tried to stand.
Oh, it was like up.
Right.
Too high for her crotch.
She was trying to lean to get her foot on the ground. And
bless her heart.
She fell forever.
She tried to catch herself.
She fell really slow. I mean, like, she didn't even hit hard. It was so weird to watch.
It happened so...
Yeah.
That's what made it so funny, because it did happen so slow. And I didn't... I was trying so hard not to laugh.
And I looked up at my dash camera, and I forgot to format the disc before
like,
we left.
Like, we literally have a camera pointed right
it
there.
It was, like, right there. I was like, no! I would have never. I mean, I don't want bad stuff to happen to people. But I mean, if it happens and I have it on camera, I want to see it again. Speaking of things happening on camera, something happened that you weren't aware of. I came home from work the other day, and I think you were upstairs doing laundry or something, folding clothes. The kids were outside, and I opened the door, just like cracked it, just so I could listen to them, because that's what parents do. We just spy on our children constantly. And Riley has that little silver camera. You know, they make videos with, and
they've got a little Kodak.
It's a little digital camera.
It's just a point and shoot camera.
Yeah. And I guess they got done making a video or just, you know, just recording a video with that little digital camera. And Riley goes, that was good. I'm pretty sure we got fans now.
Oh my God.
And
oh my God.
I had to shut the door. because it was both the cutest thing I'd ever heard and completely wrong. You know what I mean? Like, and they don't understand it. And I was,
yeah, because it's literally just recording onto a memory card.
Oh, yeah. And then they delete it. Like, it goes nowhere. And there was such an emotional roller coaster of.
Did you want to just go hug him?
I did. I was like, I love you so much. You want to create things and you want fans and you record videos and you think it's great. And then it's like, oh, bro, it doesn't work that way. You got to edit these things and you got to upload them. And
in their little minds, they shoot this video and it's just like the ones on YouTube that they see from these other kids. And they don't know. They don't know what is involved for other kids to see it. So.
And I'm not going to tell them yet. Because when you become a parent, you learn things. And you start to look at things differently. People look at things sometimes or events, ideas, and they go, okay, we're going to do this. And we're going to have a fun time. This is going to be great. As a parent, you look at it and you go, how are the kids going to mess this up? And what is it? What kind of stress is this going to cause in my life?
At what point along the way are kids going to have meltdowns?
Yeah.
Who's going to not eat what?
Yeah.
Do we have enough extra clothes packed?
And I know if we, at this point, because they're only five, if we taught them that, oh, you have to edit the video, then you have to upload it to YouTube and, you know, manage a channel, then they're going to be like, okay, then let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to watch the videos we're making. You know, we put a lot of thought in the stuff we do and nobody wants to check it out. You know what I mean? That's all. You're talking about a lot of time because they can't, they're only five. You'd have to help them with it constantly.
Yeah. And you can't be like, this is garbage and no one wants to see it. Like, you can't tell your kid that. You shouldn't.
I don't know. Sometimes you should. Yeah.
We're definitely not there yet.
No. Sometimes you should be like, bro. No, because it happens to me. I've been a creative person my entire life. And like, I'm learning a new song right now. And I played it and I recorded it on my phone. And I listened to it. And I was like, oh my God, I like it. I liked it to the point that I was like, am I lying to myself? And then I had you listen to it. And I was like, please be honest. It was good. And then I had a buddy of mine listen to it. Well, the next day, because you get on a high. Whenever you create something, learn something new when it comes to music and stuff like that. Oh my God, yes. Well, the next day I played it again, like out, you know, through the phone. And I went, oh, I kind of wish I wouldn't have let you and Tim hear it because it's not as good as I thought it was.
No, I totally understand that thought process though.
But no, I've put a lot of stuff out in the world that wasn't ready and it wasn't good. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to change, you know, as a partner of yours in this venture that we're doing right here, this podcast thing. Like, I'm trying to become a better entertainer, and we also have to do all of the other stuff. You know, we do the production, we do everything.
We do all the grunt work.
Yeah, we do it all.
I mean, you do it. I do very little behind the scenes.
Yeah, but you take care of these kids, and that's a thing.
I maintain the dwelling. Yeah. I mean, that's saying a lot.
The new thing that I'm doing is I love my book. This has been the highlight of my week. Are you sick of it yet?
No.
Do you want to tell people about this book?
Let me tell you folks about Bob's notebook. Bob came home the other night. He was so excited. He had gone to Walmart, which he already had to go there for essentials. Mm-hmm. So while he was there, he was in need of a notebook, but a specific type. So he went looking. And he found the style of notebook he was looking for. So he bought
all of them.
Five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought them home to show me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so proud. He was so proud and excited about these notebooks. I found what I was looking for. Yeah. Look at this. And you pull one out of the bag, and it is a beautiful lavender.
Hold on. Before you make fun of my notebook, before you make complete fun of it, let me explain to everybody the purpose of me getting this notebook. I don't want to be, I mean, I would like to be a stand-up comedian. That would be fun, but it's not really it's not what I'm aiming for. Like, the podcasting thing is what I'm aiming for, but I want it to be a comedy podcast. And a lot of times we think about things we want to talk about and then we forget about it, you know? And for me and you, that's a struggle because you know almost everything about me. I know almost everything about you.
Plus, I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and we're supposed to sit here for an hour and talk? That's nonsense. You know? So I was like, oh, comedians talk all the time about how they have notebooks and they write out their jokes and they keep all the, and I was like, well, I'll get a notebook, but it won't be for writing jokes. It'll be for like ideas. But I wanted to have a hard notebook.
I have something like that. It's on my phone in the notes app.
Yeah.
I have like this just god awful, never ending just list. If you read it, it would be the most gibberish sounding thing you could ever imagine. Well, but anyway, back to your notebook.
Some people might say, well, Bob, why don't you just do like Katie and put your notes in the phone? And let me tell you why. This phone is
going to make things complicated.
This phone is a part of us now.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
It's a part of us. When I look at this phone, I don't think, oh.
Are you going for like an amputation? Is that?
No. Oh, okay. I don't want to part ways with it. I'm just saying when you look at your phone.
That was your toenail.
When you look at your phone, there's a lot of different thoughts, you know, because your phone does so much.
Oh my God. How many times do you go to your phone for like something actually important? Because I mean, I pay several bills through apps on my phone now. Mm-hmm. And like, so sometimes I pick up my phone to do something really important.
And you see something else and get off track.
And I'm like, ooh, and then you end up playing, you know,
TikTok
Puzzle Quest.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an hour later and you're like, what was that important thing I was supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. But
I have the attention span of a gnat.
Yeah, you do. But I don't look at this and go podcast notes. I just look at it and go lifeline, you know? Well, now I have this book. And I take this book everywhere with me. And
this
because
beautiful lavender.
Because of the way the book looks, I'm never going to
forget. Spiral bound, hardback,
yep,
hardback.
Because I'm rough on things.
And it's spiral bound so that you can flip it the way. Break the spine. Lined pages, wide ruled, not college ruled, because Bob's handwriting is
atrocious and big.
Not right, yeah. Suitable for college ruled.
But when we're podcasting, you want to be able to put your notebook.
Roughly 180 sheets?
You want to be able to put your notebook on the table.
You're stepping into my show here, Bob.
You
want
to put your notebook on the table.
Don't be trying to cut me off.
And because it's this, you know, the round stuff, you can leave it out. You know, with like a Mead notebook, I'd constantly have to be like holding it open. You got to like press them down to make it stay open.
I think that is called lay flat pages.
Okay. Yeah.
To be technical.
So this book fits every single criteria of what I wanted in a notebook. There were five of them, and I bought them all.
Was part of the criteria they had to have rainbows on them?
No, that just happened to
be. Was that a happy coincidence?
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say happy coincidence.
I mean, it looks very happy.
It does, doesn't
it? With this rainbow. This giant, cartoony-looking rainbow. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. And
our five-year-old daughter is super jealous.
Beings that bought that. I can't. Blah, 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 blah.
Are you okay? Did you just have a stroke?
No, like I couldn't get my.
You can't talk now. What's wrong with you? Here, here's some of my Red Bull. Have some of this Red Bull. Take a swallow real quick. You need. It gives you wings. Wings with a couple G's and I's, because apparently if you spell it correctly, you get sued. Is that better? Now take a breath and tell me what you're going to say.
Beings that Bob bought. That's what messed me up.
Oh, there's a lot of bees in there. Beings that Bob bought.
That's why.
Okay.
See, it wasn't just me.
I know. I just looked up and you're like. Hong, hong, hong,
hong, hong. Beings that Bob bought five of these notebooks that are so cute with the lavender and the little rainbow. Mm-hmm. And Reagan saw it and she said, oh my goodness, that is so pretty.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think Bob gave her one of his notebooks?
No. Why would
Heck no.
These are my notebooks.
Heck no. Bob, the next time he was in the store, bought a separate pack of little notebooks.
Yeah, for her.
For her, because he was not partying.
No, those are mine.
And the ones he got for our five-year-old daughter, who happens to love unicorns and rainbows and mermaids. They're just solid, just yellow, green, blue, red, no pink, no purple, not even a teal in sight. He's like, here's these plain little notebooks, girl. Keep your hands off my rainbow notebooks.
Well, the reason
those
for
are
that,
daddies.
No, you're not going to make me seem like a monster.
They
the
go well with my unicorn rainbow drink.
Stop. No, oh, that bang thing? Oh, my God. Those are good. Woo!
Oh, Oh my
Let me tell you what, I've never done cocaine before, but I might have that day. Yeah.
Is that my chair?
Is it, what, moving around? I don't know. Did you break that chair? Yeah, that's your chair. Stop shaking so much. Why are you always moving around and shaking and stuff? Just sit here and talk to me.
I'm a mover and a shaker, baby.
Just so everybody knows, I didn't do cocaine, but I did a drink called Bang. I enjoy a Red Bull every now and again.
As in, like, every few hours?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, there's no judgment for me because I drink coffee morning, noon, and night. Yeah.
Well, I got one of these drinks. My Red Bull, the Red Bull that I drink has 80 milligrams of caffeine. This other drink had 300.
All right. All right.
When I got done drinking that drink, it was about 20, 30 minutes after that, I looked down at my hands and I was like, oh, I need to do something with my hands because they are ready to go.
This is what 300 milligrams of caffeine at one time feels like.
Yeah. And I'm walking around real fast and like, I was like, whoa, like it wouldn't be smart to drink those regularly. Like it wouldn't be smart. It was too much. I got so excited about them that I completely forgot what we were talking about. Oh, The Notebook. Yeah, I love it. I love This Notebook. But no, I did. I felt like it would help. You know, we have a lot going on. And I was like, you know, if we write down our ideas.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 300 milligrams of caffeine. Like, that helps me.
Yeah, I want to do that right now. I just want to get like one of them needles that goes into like an IV and just pour it in there. And just like straight in. Just straight in. That's because I'm old.
Like,
right?
I think I would rather go a day without my cell phone than have to go a day without coffee.
Ooh.
That's
a tough one.
Pregnancy was a different story. As much as I love coffee, like in with my pregnancies, oh my God, I couldn't smell it, see it. Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to give up the caffeine, I think. I can't get rid of my phone. I use that phone. Oh. Maybe I should, though. Maybe I should just give it up.
I'm telling you, if you let go of social media,
yeah,
your life, it just becomes...
You like it, huh? You don't get on there at all. People constantly like tag us and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I guess Katie's not going to see this. So let's take a look inside The Notebook and pick another topic, shall we? How about this? You want to pick one? You want to read through there? And just
what about
something?
Mother's Day? Because if we don't talk about that now, it's going to be old.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mother's Day was what, like almost 2 weeks ago? Week and a half?
That's a pandemic story.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I completely forgot about, I was like, what all happened on Mother's Day? So this was, you know, our first pandemic Mother's Day, as I'm sure all the other mothers,
yeah, everybody else too.
So I had to break my mom's heart and go, okay, Mom, I'm not coming over. We're not having no gathering. No, I love you too much. I'm staying home.
Well, you have an autoimmune disease, you know, and we really don't know. As a species, as a human species, we really don't know enough about this thing, you know?
I have an autoimmune disease. Yeah. I have heart issues, and I've had issues before with blood clots. And so, you know, there's just, I'm just not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to play it safe.
And
I like life.
I'm taking it seriously because we made too many people. If something happens, like I'm not worried about me getting it, but if you're one of the people they talk about in the news, you know, like you're one of the people with underlying conditions that it really, really messes up. I ain't trying to raise these three kids by myself. Not gonna happen. So I'm keeping you home. I don't get near people, you know? And the thing that we're going to struggle with right now is everybody's moving into this phase two reopening.
Yeah.
And there's going to be people.
I'm still over here like, nope, back up.
There's going to be people in our family. There's going to be people that are friends that don't understand how we feel about it. It's not that we're, you know, we're like, oh, let's keep everything shut down. It's just that, no, we need to watch what we do.
Going into the pandemic.
Yeah.
I never anticipated. I you know, as everybody was preparing, everybody was buying toilet paper, you know, we knew, okay, we're going to need toilet paper.
Oh, we need some toilet paper.
Nobody prepared us.
Is there toilet paper now?
I don't know. So we stayed home for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And it was great. We had a great day. And we, for dinner, since we weren't going out, restaurants weren't even open for Mother's Day. We decided to get Chinese, but our favorite Chinese restaurant is quite a drive away, but it just so happens to be right down the road from my mom's house. And It was completely on a whim. I was like, I'm going to bake a banana bread and I'm going to just go drop it off on my mom's doorstep and surprise her because she loves my banana bread. And, now, you know, that would be a nice surprise.
No. Let's not change what really happened. You weren't going to put it on the doorstep. You were hanging it from the fence.
Yeah. Well, my parents, they have a fenced in yard. The front yard is fenced in.
We're just going to pull up and hang it from the fence and drive away.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
I was trying to be stealthy about it. It was going to be a surprise. And because I was like, I can't go hug everybody.
But you made them some banana bread.
So I made a banana bread. Yeah. The kids made cards for my mom. It was so sweet. And off we go. Except we pull up at my mom's house.
Ooh, yeah.
And instead of me being able to just sneak this banana bread, which I already had in, like, it was in a gift bag with a handle. Mm-hmm. I had it all planned out.
Hang it from the post.
I took photos along the way. I had a photo of, like, the mixing bowl, like the batter.
Yeah.
I had a photo of the banana bread in the oven. I had a picture of it wrapped up. And then I had a picture of it in a gift bag in the car. And so what I was going to do is after I dropped it off, I was going to take one last picture of, like, me dropping it off in front of her house.
Oh, and then send her all the
pictures?
And
then leave. And then I was going to send her the pictures.
Oh, I didn't even know you were doing that.
So it would be a surprise. And so I was just going to, she's going to just randomly get these pictures of me making a banana bread. And then boom, here I am in front of her house. But no, we pull up and everybody's outside. Everybody's outside. My mom, my dad. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't think my sister was. My brother and my two nephews were all outside in the front yard.
And they come running.
Mason, our nephew, he's 9. He spotted me first. And he was already on his bicycle too. Mm-hmm. So he was like, Anthony! And I'm like, in that split second in my mind, I had to make a choice. And I was like, 6 feet! 6 feet! And I was like, as I'm doing this in my head, I was like, I can't believe this is real life. You know, this is my nephew who I helped raise. And I'm like, get away from me. Don't touch me. Don't come near me.
I got a bad heart.
And then, you know, my mom, she like starts walking over there. But then there's the 2-year-old nephew. And he's like, Aunt Katie, And I'm like, no. So I quickly hang the bag on the gate and I'm trying to go back to the car and I'm like, back, David.
You fight them off.
And my mom's coming towards me. She's like, no, you don't. You're not leaving here without giving me a hug. And I was like, mother, I cannot hug you and I will not hug you.
I know when I saw that go down, I was in the truck, but your door was open and I turned and I went, Katie. If you hug your mama,
Bob's gonna leave me.
If you hug your mama, you live here now. Which, I mean, it sounds over the top, and it's not that I'm a germaphobe or anything like that. It's honestly that I'm trying to protect you. If I didn't have you or these kids, I'd be one of them people out there not giving a crap. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to stay away from people, I'm going to do my thing, and I ain't going to be too worried about it.
Well, it's small little things, like just the difference between keeping your distance versus giving someone a hug that can make the difference, you know, in transmission. And then you never know when someone gets it, how it's going to turn out. So I'm like, even a simple thing such as hugging my mom on Mother's Day, you erase that certainty because I've had zero contact with anyone, you know, other than.
Yeah. I'm the liability. I have to continue going to
so
work.
So as soon as I hug my mom, my nephews, we erase that certainty because God, what if I have it and I'm asymptomatic? Who the heck knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't be 100% certain. They can't be 100% certain.
100%.
And I couldn't live with myself if I knew that I got one of them sick.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it. But regardless, we get in the car and we drive away from my mom's house. And I look at you and I was like, I can't believe I just told my mom to get away from me and don't hug me on Mother's Day.
And
the kids are all like, hey, MAGA, we love you. It is so pitiful. But this is where we're at.
The worst
thing
for me.
And we're not the only ones, you know?
Is I had talked to my mom and dad. I've been talking to them throughout this whole process, you know, and we haven't went and seen them one time.
When your parents have like some health issues going on and stuff
that,
and it's we've stayed away because we love them.
I talked to my mom. It was like a couple days before that. And we talked about Mother's Day. And we were like, yeah, we're not going to go see anybody. We're just going to do our thing at home and blah, blah, blah.
You
blah,
know.
Blah. Well, I talked to my mom that day, you know, and I wished her happy Mother's Day.
You're probably like, no, we're just staying here at home.
But they had no idea we were going, you know. They live like 3 miles away from your parents.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to pass my parents' house to get to their house.
Yeah. Well, they have no idea that we're going to Leland, right? And just a couple days earlier, I had told my mom, no, we're not going to go see anybody on Mother's Day. Well, sure enough, we pull up to your mama's house and you get out the car and you're hanging the bag. And here come my parents driving by. And I seen on their faces like,
so that's all they see is they see me getting out the car with a gift bag in my hand and my whole family standing in the yard. And they're like, those, they done them lying sacks.
Yeah. So I had to call my mom when we left there and explain.
I promise we weren't visiting anybody. I promise.
I said, look, mom, here's the thing. Katie made her mom a banana bread. I said, she also asked me if we wanted to make you guys one.
Yeah.
And I made the decision not to.
You told me you weren't going to drop anything
I'm
off.
I'm not dropping anything off my
from
friend's
our
house
to there because we had coughs around here.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, not necessarily coughs, you know, just normal stuff.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just allergy. We've had allergies.
But I mean, you don't know. But, you don't know.
We don't know.
And my mom, I love her to death. And I
just said we have coughs and like everybody's just like,
turn the podcast off. We catch it.
Get away.
Can
get
you
away.
Get from the speakers? No, I told my mom, I was like, what?
Did you say, can you get COVID from the speakers?
Yeah. You don't know. We don't know anything about it.
Well, I mean, people trying to say it's coming through the
5G
the
stuff.
5G.
Yeah.
Turn off the podcast. It's contagious.
So I call my mom and I'm like, it wasn't what it looked like. I swear to God. And I had to walk her through the whole scenario.
Please, mom, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I love you. Yeah.
I was like, mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I told her, I was like, Katie made the banana bread. And then I told her that you tried to make her one. And I was like, no.
I hope she doesn't hate me.
No, she doesn't hate you. I told her it was my fault for sure. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I love my mom, but she's not in the best health. She's definitely one of the people they talk about in the news, you know, and I got to keep her around. And she already has two people in her house that work at the hospital, and her husband is a mailman. Like, oh, there's so much potential there for something bad to happen.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it any worse than it already is. So I made that decision. What are you going to do? But yeah, it couldn't have worked out any worse. Your whole family's in the front yard. My family's driving by in a truck and I'm just like, oh my God, what are we doing?
The timing was absolutely the worst.
Yeah.
Absolutely, completely opposite of our intentions.
Yeah.
But,
you know. You know, and I don't have many friends. And Tim was texting me the other day and he was asking if we all wanted to get together, like doing like another sleepover with the boys. And I'm like, I can't, man. I can't. And I know that it's difficult for people to understand that because not everybody is dealing with the health issues that we are. And it makes me feel bad. But I really do hope people understand. When we're like, we need more time. We just need more time.
That's something that I don't think any of us were prepared for in the beginning of this. We were preparing for, you know, the physical sickness and the physical preparations of what do we need? What does our home need? What does our family need? So that we can stay at home as much as possible. But nobody warned you about how it was going to polarize everyone. The more time has gone by, the more polarized you are. Whether, you know, you have your extreme one way or the other, but there's pressure if people don't necessarily agree with your standpoint.
And I'm going to tell you something
else.
This is what I'm not okay with. It's cool for everybody to have opinions. I'm good with that. That's what makes this country great, that we have all of the different states that can run things their way. And we sort of have, you know, one dude sitting up top kind of guiding everything through. Like, I'm good with that. That means that we're going to have some areas that do better than others. And then we can look at them and learn from them. Yeah. And then we have
all
people like that, too.
Don't make me feel guilty because I'm making the choice to be safe and stay away from people.
And that has nothing to do with anybody else. It just has to do with us.
It's what not, I'm not because okay the with, government told me to. No. It's because I know as a, you know, a smart person, when sickness is contagious, you stay away. So, I mean, that's my stance.
One thing that I'm about done with is the people that have a different opinion or that have an opinion about anything and then just try to shove it down other people's throats.
There's like, it's a crazy time for everybody.
There's an individual.
Be nice to each other.
That I know and I've known for a long time. And we were looking at probably playing some music together this year. And now I don't even want to talk to this person anymore.
See, that's sad. That's the effects that nobody, I think, was prepared for.
Yeah.
Is how it was going to affect relationships on just differing opinions.
I don't got many friends. I don't have many at all.
It's so unprecedented what everyone's going through, and everyone's going through it and dealing with it, you know, in the best way that they see fit. And it's just, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all answer.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm that kind of person that I know we're surrounded by lemons, and I'm trying to make some lemonade.
I like lemonade.
I am looking everywhere I can to find positive things. And if other people aren't doing that, that's on them. You know, for me, oh my gosh, Streets of Rage came out. You know, it's a video
Didn't
game.
Didn't you and Riley beat it already?
Yeah, for sure. That happened. That's real life. Streets of Rage was a video game that came out on Sega Genesis years and years and years ago. It was a 16-bit, 32-bit game. You know, not the graphics weren't great, but it was amazing. It was such a fun game. And the company put a new one out. And they changed it, the graphics enough to make it, you know, a little more modern, but it still looked like a cartoon. And it's so good. And I probably shouldn't have let my son play this game because it's very violent. But I mean, like,
I mean, it's like an arcade.
Yeah, it's like an arcade fighter game.
You know, like,
me and that boy sat down and beat that game in like 3 days. It was so much fun. It was so much fun getting to spend, you know, the time with my kid and playing these video games. And then I found out that my favorite video game of all time, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1, is being re-released. And I went,
I don't think you're the only one excited. I think, I think a lot of people are excited about that.
It comes out on September 4th, which is our kid's birthday.
Yes.
And this will
be two-thirds of them anyway. Yeah.
And I'm going to
put in... The other one's birthday is next week.
I'm going to put in some vacation time.
I mean, you know, it feels right.
Yeah. I haven't pre-ordered a game in like 6 or 7 years. I haven't bought a new game, like a brand new game.
Yeah.
We've bought some games every day. It's like go to GameStop and get like a $10 used game. But when the kids got here, like,
games.
My gaming stuff changed, you know?
I don't got time to wash my every day.
Whoa, easy. Yeah, so.
I certainly don't have as much free time for videos. Oh, I pre-ordered a book. A book.
I haven't seen you read in a year.
A book, you know, with
paper and stuff?
Yes.
Man, it's made out of a tree and whatnot?
And no pictures.
They have a smell?
It's not made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any buttons that you press and it plays a song.
We're going back in time.
It doesn't read it to you. It's just a regular old book.
Yeah.
And it came in the mail the other day. And I was like, oh, I miss reading books. It's like those...
I gotta show you something.
It's like parenthood is taken away. That, like, you don't realize sometimes.
So, okay.
I'm gonna read this darn book.
I was cleaning out cleaning up the studio earlier. It was a mess in here. Everything needed to be dusted. And Reagan was in here hanging out with me. Reagan's our 5-year-old daughter, and this is a tape that
a
cassette tape of my grandfather's music on it, like that he sang. And it was laying here on the podcast table. She picks it up and she goes, "What's this?
What is this contraption?"
And I go, "That's a tape." And she goes, "Oh, you pull that stuff out and stick it to things?" I'm like, "No,
like Scotch tape."
Yeah. No, do not pull that out. I said, "This is and then I go, "Do you know what a CD is?" And she goes, "Is that you stick it in?" And then I was like, "Oh my God, they don't know." And so then I had to go, "There's music on this."
There's music on there. Yeah.
There's a movie on there. So, and I showed her, I was like, "Yeah, you have to have a tape player."
Because our kids.
Oh, she points at the record player and she goes, "Oh, you play it on there?" And I was like, "No, that's a record player." So that's a completely different beast. She goes, "That one's like a CD." And I'm like, "This is a tape and it goes in this thing," and I hit play. Go clean something. I didn't know how to explain it to her.
Yeah, because to them, like, they know how to use iTunes.
Yeah, I have the iTunes family share music plan thing.
Like, they have, like, their own playlists, and mm-hmm. they know how to find it. They know mm-hmm. how to navigate. Mm-hmm. But yet, if you gave her this cassette tape and was like, play this song on here, she wouldn't know what to do.
She'd have a clue. She's like, what is
that? She would not know what to do. She knows how to access every My Little Pony album.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
But she couldn't play you this cassette tape to save her life.
And now she's learned how to read, so like she can search things on YouTube. It's really weird. Yeah, well,
like, they can't read yet, but like they've learned how to spell Ryan.
Yeah.
They know how to go to YouTube and go to search and spell Ryan.
The first time I saw that happen, I was like, "Oh, so we're done with YouTube, right? Like this is."
Oh yeah, once they can search stuff, that's when you gotta like lock it down.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put like a code on it or something. Because
right now it's like, here, we'll turn on, you know, Blippi or something on YouTube, and you know, it plays another Blippi video. Woo-hoo! And then it might eventually get around to playing Peppa Pig, but
something like that. Yeah,
it's pretty good. But once they like know how to search things, like, mm-hmm. nope, I'm not ready to have that kind of access.
We had to create another account because YouTube plays videos based on things that you've watched in the past, and I was like, oh, they can't be looking at my past videos.
You know, even on some kids' videos, I've seen ads, trailers for movies that I thought was inappropriate to be an ad on a children's video.
Well, they have like a YouTube Kids app. Maybe we should look into that.
I'm saying, like, if you go to play Peppa Pig on YouTube and an ad comes on first and it's for a horror movie, mm-hmm. like, that's not okay.
what are you going to do? It's a weird life, you know, and screen time's not going down anytime soon. Not at all. You know, mm-mm. This is where we're at for right now. This is it.
I know. When this lockdown first started, you know, it's all just like 99% of other parents, I'm sure. We're going to do routines and we're going to have a schedule. And I mean, we try to do that somewhat anyway, but I tried to be better about it just because we were home all the time. It went from most of the time to all the time. And at first it went really well, but now I feel like it's a blur. I wake up and I'm like, what day is it? Because all the days are the same. And I'm like, what do we have to do today other than just, you know,
I feel like Bill Murray, eat. Man.
I'm like, well, we have to eat food and breathe. Yep. But other than that, I'm like, I've like, I've cleaned, I've painted, like I'm not done. I decided, did we talk about this last time?
What's that?
I'm going to paint all the trim.
Yeah. That was.
I was just like, it's just trim. I'm just going to go ahead and repaint all of it.
I know I bought you this paint and I was like, I think this is a great thing to do while I'm not home.
I need masking tape.
Yeah, I'll get you some tomorrow. I'll get some masking tape.
That's what I had to pause because I need masking tape. But yeah, like I didn't realize along with the trim, I was doing doors and the doors, like, you know, front, back, all the nooks and crannies, the doorways going around the hinges, taping everything off.
You've been keeping your day busy.
Like the third day, I was like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Because once you start something like that, you can't just stop. Because the difference in the before and after.
You can't just stop. I can stop.
Well, the color. I'm painting it bright white. Mm-hmm. And it's brighter white than it was before. And it looks fantastic. It makes our house makes everything look better. It makes it look, you know, fresh and new, all that good stuff. So wherever you stop, it is noticeable that the trim is a different color. And so I've done almost all the downstairs is done. But that's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it was seven doors and door frames to paint. Holy I'm like, I don't ever want to paint again. But I have to finish.
You want to know why Joe Rogan got a contract for $100 million?
Probably because he's talking about things more interesting than painting the trim of his house.
We're like, what are you guys doing? We're listening to a podcast. We're not watching paint dry. We're just hearing people talk about it. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.